with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A Columbia University campus activist, Mahmoud Khalil, is a step closer to deportation.
Khalil is a legal U.S. resident and took part in pro-Palestinian demonstrations on the Columbia campus. He isn't accused of breaking any laws. A judge in Louisiana ruled the government's contention Khalil's presence in the country posed potentially serious foreign policy consequences, established clear and convincing evidence he is removable. Khalil said in court, due process rights and fundamental fairness were not present in the whole process. Hakim Murad with the Palestinian Youth Movement says the government did not even present a shred of evidence and is still trying to deport Khalil.
Why? Because he exercised his First Amendment rights?
I'm Ed Donahue.
There's a pullback on electric buses for school districts nationwide.
Hundreds of school districts around the United States may have to abandon plans to require electric buses after an EPA freeze on funding. Some districts who already bought the buses have not yet been reimbursed and wonder if they ever will be. That sparked panic and confusion in districts that must find other ways to cover the costs or delay or cancel their purchases. The freeze also hits companies building and selling the buses. The push for electric buses has long had bipartisan support, with many arguing the transition will help the environment and benefit the health of children while saving districts money over the long run. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
China announced it'll raise tariffs on U.S. goods from 84% to 125%. It was the latest salvo in an escalating trade war between the world's two largest economies. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 619 points. The Nasdaq rose 337. This is SRN News. Mike Huckabee is the new U.S. ambassador to Israel.
The former Arkansas governor has been confirmed to the position on a party-line vote in the Senate. Huckabee will be welcomed in Jerusalem. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed his confirmation on social media, saying, quote, "This is a great day for the Israeli-American alliance. I look forward to working with Ambassador Huckabee to make the unbreakable bond between our two nations even stronger." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kim Shin-jo, a prominent ex-North Korean commando who settled in South Korea after his daring mission to assassinate then-South Korean President Park Chung-hee in 1968 failed, has died at the age of 82. Kim was captured, pardoned, and later came to Christ, spending the rest of his life as a pastor working for one of South Korea's large evangelical churches. He also made speeches critical of North Korea's communist dictatorship. This is SRN News. Tesla officially launched this week in Saudi Arabia.
It's the latest chapter in the company's global expansion, but the Middle East country's extreme heat could pose a challenge for its electric vehicle performance and battery efficiency. Tesla made its long-awaited entry into the Saudi market with the launch of its first showroom and service center in the Saudi capital of Riyadh. That facility will offer models including Model 3, Model Y, and the Tesla Cybertruck. Rich Thomason, Washington.
President Trump has summed up his annual physical by saying, "I did well." He says he believes his doctors would release a report on Sunday. The 78-year-old spent nearly 5 hours at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Friday afternoon undergoing what he called, quote, "every test you can imagine." More details at srnnews.com.